Regulation has been a hot-button topic when it comes to worker safety in Wyoming over the last few years. Despite pressure from worker advocacy groups, legislators have been reluctant to write new laws penalizing companies for workplace injuries and fatalities, instead opting for an incentives-based approach. Dr. Max Sewell is the state's occupational epidemiologist. He's been on the job for about a year and a half, and he recently spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce about his latest report on workplace accidents, released in November, and how the state should move forward.
The legislature has been reluctant to pass new regulations related to workplace safety. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on how this data that you're compiling is useful without new regulation.
Well, I do think it helps industries target the kinds of circumstances that may lead to injuries. I think the legislature and the governor have both done a couple of things. One is the legislature, you know, added 7 new positions to the OSHA staff. That's really a significant increase in their capacity. And, of course, the other thing they've done is they created a workplace safety fund, and they have also created an incentive program for workers' compensation for those employers that have a safety program.
A lot of people have broken that down as the legislature and the governor opting for a carrot approach as opposed to a stick. Which one do you feel is more effective?
OSHA has the ability already to provide the stick. I mean, they have the authority to levy penalties. You know, I'm sure you saw the news where Sinclair was just hit with a substantial penalty. You know, I think there's more than one way to motivate human behavior. And, you know, I just think it's the legislature and the governor have got to decide the best approach for that.
And in your role as the occupational epidemiologist, how do you measure the efficacy of those various approaches?
Well, my job is to look at the data and to provide data runs to various groups, including the governor and the citizens of Wyoming. I do see some encouraging trends. I do think it's going to take time, though.
You mentioned the program that hired 7 new workplace safety consultants, with the idea being that companies can reach out for voluntary inspections rather than waiting to be fined after an accident. Are companies actually using that program?
Yes, they are. The one advantage to the voluntary program is if an employer says, well, hey, it's just a matter of time before my number comes up, they can reach out to OSHA and get a review without being penalized. And so I think that's a successful model.
I guess, how are you going about measuring the efficacy of that program?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm actually measuring the efficacy of that. You know, you might want to talk with OSHA directly about that. But I think it just makes sense that there was a substantial increase in the number of OSHA staff who were dedicated towards inspections with these additional staff. And I think that was really remarkable that the legislature did that.
So that's not an area that you're focused on at all, whether the solutions that are being implemented are actually working?
What I see happening is that there are a bunch of solutions being tried all at once. And, you know, we're not trying to set up a rigorous scientific experiment. We're trying to just get some changes. For example, the Transportation Coalition, we know that there are some hazardous highway segments, and we're working on specific highway segments with the Transportation Department at the table, trying to make changes in either highway design or signage. The other thing, industry's at the table, so we're trying to get ahead of the curve so that the Transportation Department can make changes for access if they know that an industry is going to get busy in a certain area. For example, there's a lot of new activity up around Douglas.
Okay, so you're saying that there's a lot of approaches being tried out, but there's no way of measuring how successful they are.
I think it's a very complex question that you ask. I mean, we know, for example, that highway fatalities are down for 13. And I haven't seen the latest number, but we know they're way down. And the question is, well, why is that? There are probably a number of things that are contributing to that. And so I don't want to just say that it's one thing. I think, and I need to work with the various other groups so that we can try to make sense of some of this.
And I guess, you know, that leads me to the question, what for you is the biggest area that needs to be focused on here in Wyoming when it comes to workplace safety?
Well, I would say transportation, followed by construction. And then I think there are a number of other industries that would fall right behind that. Oil and gas would be there. You know, if you look at the workers' comp data, again, some industries may not have a lot of fatalities, but they have a lot of injuries. Healthcare is an example. Accommodation and food services is another area. So I think this department, we're trying to find ways to reach out to these various organizations as we have time and the ability to pull these groups together.
And from what you've seen so far, do you think we're making progress in the right direction?
One of the things that motivated me about taking the job in the first place was the fact that I got a sense that there are a lot of people really do want to make some changes. And I do see some encouraging signs in terms of the drop in the number of deaths and the drop in the number of workers' comp claims. We think one death is too many. And so that's why we're pursuing multiple different strategies.
All right, Dr. Sewell, thank you so much for your time.